Banff. A 28-year-old Australian man is dead following a climbing accident on Cascade Mountain near Banff on October 5. Daniel Heritage, of Adelaide, died in the arms of his wife Emma Heritage, who was climbing the multi-pitch rock climb at Mother's Day Buttress with her husband at the time. Daniel, who was the lead climber, fell about 20 meters, sustaining fatal injuries. The death was very traumatic for Emma as she witnessed the accident and held him in her arms as he passed, wrote Emma's twin sister Jess on a GoFundMe page set up by the family. Staff Sergeant Mike Buxton Carr, the detachment commander of Banff RCMP, said the 28-year-old man was pronounced dead by emergency medical personnel. He said the reason for the fall remains under investigation. The man was an experienced rock climber who climbed an established route with his spouse, said Staff Sergeant Buxton Carr. The route includes anchors placed by previous climbers. The cause of death was associated with a fall that occurred while the man climbed using the support of a rope and belay. Alpine helicopters and Parks Canada visitor safety specialists rescued Emma and recovered the body of Daniel. Both were then transferred to Banff EMS once on the ground as Stars Air Ambulance remained on standby. A GoFundMe account has been set up to help raise money to help bring family members to Canada to be with Emma while she makes arrangements to return her husband's body to Australia. By October 12, about $39,400 AUD had been raised, surpassing the initial goal of $10,000. As Emma is still in Canada, currently staying with friends she met on her travels, we desperately desire to send up a family member from Australia to be with her to support her in her grief and to help bring her and her husband home, wrote Jess. We would greatly appreciate any support to help ease the financial costs associated with traveling so suddenly and to support the families with funeral costs and other expenses. Jess said there is no pressure at all to give, but indicated the family wanted to make a way for those people who desired to give. We wanted to thank everyone for your kind words, love and support so far during this challenging time, she wrote. Please continue to pray for Emma and our families as we navigate this lifelong grief.